Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
And happy Monday. Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I am back from vacation, and we are ready to roll. We got a lot to talk about. We got the NBA playoffs second round underway, Stanley Cup playoffs second round underway. We got to break down the NFL draft. We're talking offensive rookie of the year today. Johnny VTV, my guy, is going to join me in a little bit to talk college baseball. Lucy Burge will join me back end of the show as well for Model Making Money, and then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays for today. As always, you guys know the drill. Chime in with your best bets, questions, comments that you have. Go to twitch.tv/BetQL or YouTube.com/OdysseySports. Let's get this thing rolling. Glass is in session. It's time to go to the Glass or Guest line. Johnny Venezia joining me, who you can follow on X at @_JohnnyVTV, host of the Breaking Bet podcast. Johnny, been a couple weeks since we checked in. We got 3 weeks to go until the bracket reveal for the NCAA tournament in college baseball. Lots happened over the last couple weeks, and I want your thoughts on the top teams in the country right now. Odds makers believe that it's A&M in Arkansas, Aggies plus 500 at BetMGM, the Hogs plus 600. However, Tennessee and Clemson right now are 1-2 in the country. Who do you feel like's the best team in the sport?
I think right now Tennessee has made their case. It's hard because the top 25 rankings aren't always necessarily indicative of what's been happening over the last month or so. Like A&M and Arkansas have been 1-2 for well over a month, and Tennessee's kind of been hovering around 3-5, and now I feel like they rightfully are number one just because they've been the most consistent. Their offense, you can make a case, is legitimately head and shoulders above anybody else other than maybe Georgia and A&M. Their offense is reminiscent of 2022, might even be better. But the pitching is a concern for me. But based on the performance, I feel like the Volunteers are a team that, with preseason coming in, I thought they were going to be in Omaha 8. But I do worry about their pitching, so that's why for the price in Tennessee, I'm not really interested in taking it there. And Clemson's played well, but I feel like their comeback cardiac Clemson with these late rallies, they've been a little too reliant on there. And, you know, Clemson is a 12-1, 15-1 opportunity, depending on where you're looking. So it's not a bad price, but I do think them trying to play these close games and play the hero all the time will eventually come back to get them.
Johnny, give me some teams right now in college baseball, maybe a team or two whose stock you think is currently rising, and then on the opposite end, a team that you think their stock is dropping at the moment.
I'll give you one and one, but I can give you a lot of them. I'm going to give you the riser. It's the Mississippi State Bulldogs. This is a team that is playing hot baseball. They're getting hot at the right time. It's exactly what you need in order to make a run at this thing. This is a team that won the national championship in 2021, and they are looking to rebound and get back there. This is a team that has great pitching led by Cal Steven and my guy, the switch pitching Gerangelo Sanger, whose stock has been rising. hotter than almost anybody else this year, a guy who might be a second-round pick this summer. The offense led by potential first-rounder Baby Bo, Dakota Jordan, Hunter Hines, he's a big bat. I feel like Mississippi State is going to be a team that's going to be very feared, especially if they not only are able to host a regional, which it looks like right now they very well could, but if somehow, some way, they manage to sneak in as a top 18 and get a super regional hosting bid. I feel like Mississippi State, there's opportunities to get them at 100-1 right now. Definitely got to get that. They should be closer to 30-1, 35 right now. Anything better than that, Mississippi State, go hammer them.
And then, Johnny, as I mentioned to start, we're 3 weeks away from the bracket reveal, the NCAA tournament. It's May 6th. We got late May is when the tournament starts. What are some things that you're monitoring right now over the next 3 weeks that you think is worth noting?
It's definitely who's playing what kind of baseball. We know that there's teams that are relatively good, like Coastal Carolina is my big faller. As good as they are, they're not playing good baseball, and it's important to know who's trending in which direction, because that's also going to tell you when to take somebody based on the odds that we're given. If you're backing a team right now and you're seeing they're playing hot baseball and you're getting a steal on their odds prices, like a Mississippi State, that's when you know maybe to take a shot on them, because there's going to be a possibility that they're going to make a run at this thing. And also, I would say keep an eye on some of these really small mid-major teams that you're going to be looking for an opportunity to maybe grab a big upset in a regional. I'm talking to you, Austin Peay. I'm talking to you, Troy. These are teams that are going to be really live in whichever region draws them, that they're going to be able to take an opportunity for a big upset.
I like that. And then obviously, Johnny, whenever talking NCAA tournament, we always got to talk the bubble. And whatever sport it may be, we always see a team that just kind of cracks in, a team that rides a heater over the next 2-3 weeks, makes their way to the tournament. Who's a team that you think, if they get in, they could be a team to watch out for?
I mean, I got to go with the team I talked to in my preseason as my long shot darling. That's the Northeastern Huskies. They actually lost the Gimme series this weekend, so I would say that they are definitely on the cusp right now in order just to get in. A couple big series coming up over the next 2 weeks. They need to get in, and if they do, I feel like the star power that their team has, and they haven't played anything close to their best baseball this year, if these guys that are really good can just come together and have one good stretch of baseball, they're going to be a team that will make a run. I truly believe that. And staying in that conference, I feel like UNCW, University of North Carolina Wilmington, is another one of those teams that I would not be surprised to see them make a run as well, because there's a lot of talent in that CAA conference. And PJ, we saw it last year with Oral Roberts. If a team gets the right draw and avoids like the SEC teams, you never know how far they can go.
No question. Johnny, before I let you go, question from the Twitch chat, AWIL511. Any thoughts on the Oklahoma State Cowboys in the futures market? What are your thoughts on the Pokes?
I'm going to give them a lot of credit. They've been a lot better than I thought they would, but I got to be honest, I just don't know if they have the depth. They have a couple of really nice players, and Carson Benz, who's going to be a first-rounder this year, and Nolan Schubart, who's going to be a first-rounder next year. Couple solid pitchers, but for my money, bro, the Big 12 is a complete disaster. It's very rare we see a Big 12 team that's that good. Oklahoma was unreal 2 years ago and couldn't even beat Ole Miss in one game in the College World Series final. So I'm actually out on OK State, and if they host a regional at Stillwater again, I wouldn't be surprised to see them get upset for another year in a row.
He is Johnny Venezia. You can follow him on X at @_JohnnyVTV, host of the Breaking Bet podcast. Joins us every Monday here on Send It In. Johnny, great stuff as always, my friend. We'll talk again next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
All right, great stuff from Johnny. Going from college baseball now to Major League Baseball. Time for a little big league peach as we look at today's MLB slate. We're going to start out in Philadelphia. The Giants taking on the Phils. Mason Black, making his major league debut today for the Giants, going up against one of the best pitchers in baseball in Zach Wheeler. If you guys have followed the show over the last year, you know anytime we get a starter making their major league debut, I always love taking a Yerfy in that game, right? Think about it. Kid's making his first start. He's going up against 1-2-3 in the order. There's certainly going to be a lot of nerves. Those first three outs, just to kind of settle him in, are going to be important. But he's going up against a great lineup, a good offense in Philadelphia. I like the Yerfy, and also I like the first five minus a half for Philadelphia. You got to lay minus 140 juice, but we got Zach Wheeler going against a guy making his MLB debut. I think the Phils get off to a hot start, and I like the Yerfy in that game as well. Then we got a battle in the NL Central, the Tigers and the Guardians, total of 7.5, 6:10 p.m. Eastern Time, first pitch. Jack Flaherty going up against Tristan McKenzie. Both of these teams have played under games the last four or five games. Both teams, their offenses have been struggling a little bit. Their pitching has been very good. Again, you look at this pitching matchup with McKenzie and Flaherty, the total might seem a little low, but I think it's appropriately priced. I like the under 7.5 in Guardians and Tigers today. Then we got the Angels and the Pirates. Tyler Anderson going for the Angels, has been pretty good for them this season, against Mitch Keller for the Pirates, who is not been good this season for the Pirates. One of my favorite player props of the day. Mitch Keller has made 7 starts this season. 6 of those 7 starts, he has issued 2 walks or more. At BetMGM, his walks prop is sitting at 1.5. Again, 2 or more walks he's issued in 6 of his 7 starts. I'll take that today. He's also given up 5 or more hits in all of his starts today. His ERA's over 5 has not been good. I know the Angels stink and their lineup's not very good, especially without Mike Trout, but I think they could do a little bit today against Mitch Keller. White Sox and the Rays, neither team has announced a starter as of yet. Rays are still minus 185 on the money line. The White Sox, as we know, one of the worst teams in baseball. Probably going to pass on this game because both teams are kind of punting on this game. Don't even know who's going to start for them yet. But if you just want to blindly take the Rays on the run line because they are playing the White Sox, certainly couldn't blame you there. Then we got the Brewers and the Royals. Cole Reagan's going for Kansas City today against Bryce Wilson for the Brewers. Good pitching matchup. Wilson has kind of been like a utility man for the Brewers this season. They've used him out of the pen. They've also started him the last couple games. Reagan's one of the best starters in the American League. I think we're going to get an under today in this game, especially in the first five. I'll take under 4.5 first five, minus 130 with a good pitching matchup out in Kansas City today. Then the Padres going up against the Cubs. It's a pick, a minus 110 each way. Yu Darvish going up against Justin Steele. The Cubs ace is back on the mound today, making his first start since he got injured on opening day against the Rangers. This game is priced like Justin Steele is going to pitch like 6-7 innings, but again, because the Cubs are probably going to be cautious with him, he's making his first start since that injury. I think the value here is on San Diego. If we were getting full, ready to go Justin Steele, who could, you know, go 6-7-8 innings, that's one thing, but I think that they're going to approach this with caution. Craig Counsell is going to be careful today. I'll take the Padres minus 110 against the Cubbies. Then we got the Mariners against the hottest team in baseball, the Minnesota Twins. Luis Castillo on the mound for Seattle. They're a minus 130 today against Simeon Woods, Richardson, and the Twins. I'm going to keep riding the Twins. They had their 12-game win streak snapped yesterday against the Red Sox. Time to start another winning streak. Castillo and the Mariners, in his first 4 starts this year, they lost all of them. They've won his last 3, so they're playing better with Castillo on the mound. But as I said, the Twins are red hot. I'll take them plus 110 on the money line today. Sean Manaea going up against Kyle Gibson today. Cardinals are minus 125 at home against the Mets, who are plus 105. The over-under is 8. I was thinking about taking Gibson over 17.5 outs recorded because in every start this season, he has gone at least 6 innings pitched. He's been very good for the Cardinals in terms of chewing up outs, but it's minus 185 for him to record 18 or more outs today. So I decided to pass on that, but that is the one area that I would look at. Rangers and Athletics today. Very quietly, the Oakland Athletics are playing some good baseball. They're only one game below 500, and they're playing Texas out in Oakland today, who they took 2 of 3 games from earlier this season. Alex Wood against Andrew Haney. I'm going to ride with Oakland plus 120 today. I'll also take that under. Those 3 games that they played earlier this season in Arlington were lower scoring. I'll take the under, and I'll take the A's as dogs. And then finally, the Dodgers and Marlins today out in L.A. Rodri Munoz going up against Walker Buehler, who is back from injury, making his first start of the year. So again, maybe you look at another Yerfie in that game today. I think a lot of people are going to look at the Dodgers against the Marlins with Walker Buehler on the mound. They're blindly going to take them on the run line. But I'm sure there's going to be some rust for Walker Buehler. He's one of the best pitchers in baseball when he's healthy, and I'm sure he's going to be great throughout the end of the year. I think this could be a decent spot, though, to take the Marlins. I'd look at them +1.5 at +120 on the run line today. All right, let's talk some playoffs. Time to dive into the NBA here as we go with some playoff Peach on Send It In. As always, any questions, comments that you guys have for us, any thoughts on any of these series in the NBA and in the NHL as well, let us know. As the Pacers and Knicks begin their series at MSG tonight, the Knicks 5.5-point favorites, the total 216.5. I think everybody expects the Knicks to win this series, and I do think the Knicks are going to win this series as well. However, I think the Knicks and Pacers series could go a little bit farther than most people expect. One thing I want to watch in this series is the fact that when the Knicks went up against Philadelphia, they really only had two guys to worry about on offense, right? It was Embiid and it was Maxey. You were getting nothing out of Tobias Harris. There was no consistency from Buddy Hield or Kelly Oubre. Going into every game, if you were watching, if you were a Sixers fan, you knew you would get a great performance from Maxey or Embiid, if not both, and then you were just praying that you would get some kind of offensive output from any of the other players. Well, the Pacers are not built that way. They play about six or seven guys, but their entire starting lineup is extremely balanced. You go through that series against Milwaukee, and it was a different guy beating you every single night. Maybe it was Siakam one night. Maybe it was Miles Turner another night. Maybe it was Halliburton another night. So that's what could make this series dangerous for the Knicks, is they really only had to key on two guys offensively against Philadelphia. Now, granted, it was two very good players, but now you got to guard the entire floor against Indiana. And then on the flip side, Indiana, as we know, is one of the best offensive teams in the NBA. Nobody's really given the Pacers a chance in this series, but I think there's a good chance that they could take it to six or seven games. If you look at the series price, Pacers +2.5 is -190. I would lay the juice on that. Again, I think we're headed for a six or a seven game series. I know a lot of people are going to like Jalen Brunson in this series because of the revenge angle going up against Rick Carlisle. You also look at the fact that Damian Lillard, when he was healthy in that series against the Pacers, was absolutely cooking. Now you have another small ball dominant guard who's a great scorer, and Brunson probably going to put up a lot of points in this series. That's why his player prop tonight is sitting at 35.5 points. So that's going to be interesting to watch, the chess match. As for game one, there's really nothing that I love. I kind of want to see again how the Knicks defend all the scoring options that the Pacers put out on the floor, and then on the flip side, who else outside of Brunson is kind of stepping up and being factored into the offensive game plan for the Knicks. If I had to make a pick for the game tonight, though, I'd take the Pacers +5.5. Then Minnesota and Denver. This series I was so excited for. I think it's going six, if not seven games. I think the winner of this series is probably going to win the NBA Finals. The thing that I love about the playoffs across any sport, but especially in the NBA playoffs, is that your flaws are always exposed, especially the later that you go, right? Denver, their starting lineup is really good, as we know, but their bench certainly isn't as strong as it was last year, and that could hurt them in this series against Minnesota. We kind of already saw that in game one. Naz Reid was spectacular in the fourth quarter, gave the T-Wolves that lift that they needed, a guy to go along with Anthony Edwards in that game one, and that's why they were able to win the game. Something that I like in this game, probably my favorite bet in the NBA tonight, is going to be the Nuggets first quarter spread at -2.5. Look at what the Nuggets have done so far in the six playoff games that they have played in the postseason. The first four games against the Lakers, they were trailing in the first quarter in all of those games. Then in game five against the Lakers, a closeout game where it's desperation. You obviously want to win, close out the series, don't want to go back to LA. Denver was up four in that first quarter in game five. And then against Minnesota in game one, they were fortunate to be up at the end of the first quarter. Minnesota was up by like 14 in the first quarter. Then Denver came roaring back, but they've been getting off to a ton of slow starts. All the pressure is on Denver in this series, right? Minnesota's already flipped the home court. You cannot go down 0-2. I think Denver comes out with a sense of urgency tonight. I'll take a -2.5 in the first quarter. I also like Michael Porter Jr. over 2.5 threes tonight at -165 as well. And then the Bruins and the Panthers get their series started tonight. in the NHL. How about for the first time since like 1990, we didn't have one upset in the Stanley Cup playoffs, according to odds makers. Every single favorite won in the first round, which you hardly see that in the NHL. So the upsets are coming. I think this could be a prime spot for one of them. Panthers offense was really good in that first series against the Lightning. Didn't really see much resistance from the Bolts defense or Vasilevsky in goal. Swayman's been playing awesome. The Bruins are very good on the back end. I think that could be a big factor for them in this series. So I like the Bruins tonight in game one, plus 145. I like them to win the series as well at plus 170. Let's talk some football. Time for a little PJ's glass ball as we go and talk some offensive rookie of the year. This market is really fascinating, right? Just because of all the quarterbacks that we had go early in the draft and of the fact that a bunch of them could be playing week one. Certainly, we know Caleb Williams is going to be out there week one. We know Jaden Daniels is going to be out there week one. Drake May likely going to be out there week one. J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix, possibly the same thing as well. And then Michael Penix, obviously, unless Kirk Cousins gets injured, won't be out there week one. Caleb Williams is the favorite, though, and for good reason at plus 200. A lot of people have been talking about this, but it's true. When's the last time a guy's been selected number one overall and has been this and put in this good a situation offensively with all the weapons around him? DJ Moore, then you have Keenan Allen, DeAndre Swift at running back. The Bears have done a great job with the supporting cast. Caleb's got all the talent in the world. You could argue that there still might be some good value on him at plus 200 because we know for sure that he will be starting week one. We know he's got proven receivers and weapons out there. That relationship just got to work with him and Shane Waldron, but certainly Caleb Williams at plus 200 I think is a fair bet. Jaden Daniels at plus 650 is also interesting to me as well for the Commanders. Lamar Jackson has won two MVPs in the NFL so far. He's played three full seasons in the NFL. Two of those years, he's won the MVP, and he nearly won both unanimously. He won his first unanimously, and then this past year, he nearly did it again. So clearly a guy with the running ability of a Lamar, of a Jaden Daniels, and with the passing ability as well. I mean, voters love that kind of stuff, and it's eye-popping to watch. And if you watched Jaden Daniels' Heisman season at LSU, you can see why the comps are there between Lamar and Jaden Daniels. So Cliff Kingsbury is his new OC. He's got some nice receivers, certainly Terry McLaurin and Jahan Dotson. Washington, their defense is still going to be very suspect this season, so Daniels in the offense probably going to have to put up some points. So they're the two top quarterbacks favored in the market for a reason, with Williams at plus 200 and Daniels at plus 650, but I agree with it. I think both could be worth bets. And then Marvin Harrison Jr. at plus 600 I like as well, just because with these other guys, like when I'm looking at Malik Nabers and Xavier Worthy, you got to be worried about their quarterbacks. Kyler Murray's a good quarterback, certainly good putting up numbers, and having Marvin Harrison Jr. there I think is going to be a great fit. Guy that I would keep my eye on, though, if you want a little long shot bet, Keon Coleman at 30-1, the receiver for the Bills. Absolutely love this price. Listen to Buffalo's wide receiver room heading into the season outside of Keon Coleman, because we know they got rid of Stephon Diggs. We know they got rid of Gabe Davis. Outside of Keon Coleman, it's Curtis Samuel, Khalil Shakir, Mac Collins, and Chase Claypool. Now, James Cook is a very good running back, but they're paying Josh Allen all that money. And when Josh Allen's right, he's one of the best quarterbacks in football. He's a gunslinger. He accounted for over 40 touchdowns this season. He's got to throw the ball to somebody. Keon Coleman is a monster. He had a great year at Florida State. 30-1, I think, is a great, great price on a guy that we know is going to get all the opportunities to be out there and certainly could be Josh Allen's new favorite target. Let's go to Model Making Money now. Check in with Lucy Burge here on a Monday. And Lucy, always great to see you. I know you're very excited. The Boston Celtics are through to the second round. The Boston Bruins are through to the second round. You certainly got some playoff fever. We'll get to the Bruins in a little bit. But first, what are the five-star plays that BetQL has for us today?
Yes, well, hello. Welcome back, PJ. It is great to see you back here. Five-star play for today with playoff fever going on is Padres-Cubs over 7. The Padres have gone over this in their last two games, and they have gone over this number in their last 5 games, and the Cubs have gone over this in 2 of their last 4. Also on the road, the Padres have gone over this number in their last 4 games. The Padres are averaging 5 runs scored per game. Cubs are averaging just under 5 runs scored scored per game themselves. The Cubs are sixth in the league in runs scored. Padres are second. So the BetQL model loves this as a five-star play for tonight. Padres-Cubs over 7.
Very nice, Lucy. What about you? What are some of your favorite bets for tonight?
Yes, I have two home run props, PJ. And the first one, to welcome you back, Wilson Contreras, to hit a home run. That's plus 360 at BetMGM. He has 6 home runs so far this season, with 1 in his last game. He just hit 1, and 2 in his last 4 games, 3 in his last 9 games. Against Sean Manaea, he is batting 600 with 3 hits, including a double and 2 home runs. So I think Wilson Contreras has a great chance to hit one out today, tonight. Brandon Drury to hit a home run is my second one, plus 650 at BetMGM. He only has 1 home run this season, and that was back on April 14th. So he is very due for his second one, and against Mitch Keller, who is starting for the Pirates here, he is batting 600 with 3 hits, including a home run and 2 doubles. So I think this is a great spot for him as well. And then Yan Gomes to get a hit. He has 4 hits in his last 4 games, 7 hits in his last 10. Against Yu Darvish, he is batting 455 with 5 hits, including 4 singles and a home run. And Yu Darvish has given up 7 hits over his last 2 starts. And then Bryce Harper, over 1.5 hits, runs RBI. He's gone over this in his last 2 games. He hit a home run just yesterday. Mason Black will be making his MLB debut, and I think Bryce Harper can get to him here and at least hit the over on this.
Love it. A lot of good stuff there from Lucy. Couple of Lucy long balls. Always love that as well. Yeah. I'm on your Bruins tonight, Lucy, in game 1. I'm on them to win the series against the Panthers as well. How do you feel about your bees tonight and in the series as well?
I was so happy when I heard you say that, PJ. I am on the Bruins as well. I think this is going to be a tough series for them. This is going to be a lot tougher than the Maple Leafs because they are, of course, mulch as always. So I think the Panthers will be a taller task for the Bruins. That's why I think this series will go to 7 games. We could get another game 7 here, but I like the Bruins tonight to start off hot. And I think Swayman should always be in goal. I know that's a big debate. And I think that they will end up winning the series, but I think it will go 7, but I do like them tonight.
Very nice. Lucy, before I let you go, I'm glad you're on the show today because I wanted to talk to you about the Brady roast last night for people that haven't watched it. Spectacular. What was your favorite set? Who would you say last night did you like the best?
Yeah, PJ, this was easily the greatest thing I've ever seen in my entire life on television. This was unbelievable. I am still stunned. This is insane. My favorite one, though, each person who was involved with the Patriots, as they were going, I thought this is the best one. This is the best one. But all in all, when the dust has settled, Julian Edelman, I think, had the best set of any of them. He had everything. He hit on everything. He hit on the Kraft massage situation, Aaron Hernandez, Alex Guerrero, digs at Belichick, of course, digs at Brady. Julian Edelman could be a professional stand-up comedian. His timing was impeccable. His jokes went there. I didn't know if anyone would actually go to the places he went to. He did. And I know people before him had done that, but I think all in all, Julian Edelman was the best one. And that's saying something because everyone's phenomenal.
Everyone was phenomenal. Personally, I like Nikki Glaser the best. Maybe it's because her last name is like 1 S away from mine and she did me proud. But I thought her stuff fantastic. Edelman was also very good as well. Bet Slips and Bat Flips coming up 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Lucy Burge and Jake Assam. Make sure you check that out. Lucy, great seeing you again. Good luck on all your bets. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, PJ. I will talk to you soon.
Sounds good. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. Time to wrap up the show. PJ's plays here on Send It In on a Monday. Got a lot to choose from. Going streaking. I don't even remember what my streak is at because it's been so long since vacation, too. Thank you, Shawnee Sharp, for that. Today, we're going to try and make it 3. Taylor Ward going up against Mitch Keller today. As I mentioned, Mitch Keller was very good for the Pirates last season, got paid all this money. Start this year hasn't been very good. His ERA is over 5, and he's given up 5 hits in all of his starts this season. Hopefully he continues that, and hopefully Taylor Ward, who currently is the best hitter in the Angels lineup, which is saying a lot, 279, I'll take him to get a base hit today. My prop lock is going to be Michael Porter Jr., over 2.5 three-pointers for the Nuggets today. Had a lot of good looks against Minnesota in game 1. Again, T-Wolves, their priority is keeping the Nuggets out of the paint. Jokic, Murray, that's where they do so much of their damage. But with Gobert down there, it's tough. Going to give up some threes. I think Porter is the beneficiary of that. He is my prop block. Give me the Bruins as well. Plus 140 as my dog of the day against the Panthers. Folks, the upsets are coming. This is the Stanley Cup playoffs. We didn't have any in round one. I think we're going to get some here in this second round. I'll take the Bruins to kick it off tonight. Plus 140 against the Panthers. Johnny Sharp, got about a minute left, sir. What's your best bet for tonight?
Yeah, Peach, I couldn't decide what player I liked for the Pacers tonight, so I'm just going to take their team total over. I think it's really too low. It's way too low. 106.5. They've gone over this in every game that they won in the first round. I know the Knicks are a little bit better of a team. The Pacers like to run. They went over this in the two games they won against the Knicks this season. So 106.5 at almost even money is way too low.
I think that's a great look, Johnny Sharp. I think I'm going to tail you on that as well. I think the Pacers, certainly game one, that feeling out game, think they could score as well. My best bet's going to be Nuggets, first quarter, -2.5. As I mentioned earlier, Nuggets were 0-4 against the first quarter spread in the first four games against the Lakers, but they've gone 2-0 in their last two games, and this is a desperation game. You got to get off to a hot start tonight against Minnesota, try and cruise to a victory and head to Minneapolis with this thing all tied up as one. To recap, my best bets for today. Taylor Ward is going to be my pick in going streaking. Michael Porter Jr. over 2.5 threes is my prop block. Bruins plus 140, my dog of the day. And Nuggets first quarter -2.5 is going to be my best bet. Thanks again to Johnny V, Lucy Burge for joining us on the show. And as always, a reminder, if you guys missed any of the show, you can go check out the Send It In podcast wherever you get your podcast. Listen, rate, subscribe. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Good luck on all your bets.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.